The government landlord can't say how much it's had to pay out in compensation to neighbours terrorised by unruly tenants. Kāinga Ora, formerly Housing New Zealand, came under scrutiny last year when it was revealed it hadn't evicted any tenants in the last 3 years. Well, this was despite neighbours coming forward with stories of abuse and threats, and tenancy tribunal decisions that detailed compensation payouts in the thousands. RNZ wanted to know how much had been paid out in the last 5 years, so we filed an Official Information Act request. Our political reporter Annika Smith has the details.
Tenancy tribunal decisions detail years of vandalism, abuse, threats, theft and property damage carried out by Kāinga Ora tenants. In some cases, payouts of up to $5,000 have been ordered to compensate those living next door. Now, RNZ can report the state landlord doesn't know how much it's had to dish out. An OIA request asking for the total amount of compensation paid out for breaches of Section 45(1)(e) of the Residential Tenancies Act in the last 5 years was declined. The state landlord says it doesn't centrally record this information, which came as a surprise to litigation lawyer Adina Thorne.
Here we have a government body that presumably we know is paying out some money, yet says, even though it's been in litigation, it doesn't kind of add that up in any centralised way. And it sounds like a long way away from what this government department and the board of this government department is supposed to be doing with taxpayer money.
Kāinga Ora says its tenant-related records are kept as a narrative rather than a financial transaction or ledger. And it's for this reason the agency says it can't provide the total amount paid out in compensation. What it does say, though, is that the amounts awarded overall are small. National's housing spokesperson Nicola Willis says Kāinga Ora can't have it both ways.
Either they know, in which case they should front up and be transparent with taxpayers about how much they've spent, or they don't know and you're in no position to make those assurances.
Kāinga Ora pointed RNZ to the Ministry of Justice website to sift through the Tenancy Tribunal records itself. Decisions we've seen show $12,000 in compensation costs has been paid out in the past 2 years. That's as far back as online records go. For those who actually live next to unruly tenants, the cost is measured in far more than compensation payouts. It got so bad for this neighbour, she moved out.
It was really hard on our marriage because my husband's at work, I'm at home. I became personally incredibly hypervigilant, like it's just listening, watching, waiting. You've become like prisoners in your own home.
Adina Thorne wants an independent inquiry.
I mean, I think the victims across New Zealand would be happy with this. And the other thing I'd say is I have not had one person reach out to me since this arose, saying they disagree with us. I mean, the general public of New Zealand is reaching out to me and saying they are disgusted with Kāinga Ora in Housing New Zealand and they are disgusted with how these people are being treated.
The government has maintained it has a sustaining tenancies policy rather than a no evictions one. Last year, Housing Minister Portal Williams signalled there could soon be changes to this. Approached about Kāinga Ora not centrally recording its compensation payouts, Ms. Williams says she's been advised the agency has created a new payment to customers policy that will help record this information in the future.